We turn to Texas now when questions of whether concerns were raised about the famous roller coaster at the Six Flags Amusement Park in Arlington right before a mother was thrown to her death. NBC's Charles Hadlock is there with more on the investigation tonight. Charles, good evening.
It was Rosie Esparza's first visit to Six Flags Over Texas. On Facebook postings, her family says she was having a good time until she got on the Texas Giant, the amusement park's star attraction featuring dramatic plunges and hairpin turns. While boarding the ride, according to witnesses, Esparza was concerned that her lap restraint was not working. She asked an attendant to check it. In an interview with DallasNews.com, Carmen Brown describes what she saw.
He basically nonchalant, he was going through like this, you know, doing this, and he was like, well, long as your foot.
Witnesses say Esparza was in a panic state as the ride took off, soaring four stories above the park. On the first turn, tragedy struck.
The guys that were sitting right behind the lady said that right when they came down off the first bump and hit that first turn, she flew out.
Six Flags says it is conducting an investigation and issued a statement saying, we are committed to determining the cause of this tragic accident and will utilize every resource throughout this process. But the process apparently will not involve government regulators. Texas is one of 21 states without oversight to investigate amusement park accidents.
There's absolutely no federal oversight, no state investigative oversight, or any local investigative oversight.
Massachusetts Congressman, now Senator Ed Markey, has introduced legislation every session since 1999 to establish federal regulation of amusement rides. But the measure has repeatedly failed.
Late today, Senator Markey renewed his call for federal regulation. Six Flags is open tonight, but the Texas Giant remains closed as the company continues its own investigation. Lester?
Charles Hadlock, thank you.